This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The recent shooting at Hoover's River Chase Galleria Mall has brought attention to the issue of gun violence. Dr. Jeff Kirby sees the devastating effect of guns every day. He's a surgeon and head of the trauma service at UAB Hospital. He's speaking out on the need for doctors to have a say on the issue. Recently, the National Rifle Association told physicians like Kirby to stay out of the gun debate. I spoke with Kirby.
The number of gunshot wounds we're taking care of at our trauma center has almost tripled in the last 4 years. And it's on a linear increase. These just aren't isolated increases. This is something that's increasing each and every year. So it's becoming a burden for our community and something that we need to really have an open and honest discussion about, to look for ways to decrease the burden of firearm-related injuries in our community.
What is it that you see as a trauma surgeon that the rest of us might not?
You see the full spectrum of the issue. You see the devastation that it can cause, particularly when we aren't able to save somebody, the impact it has on the family. And even in those who survive, they may live with lifelong disability.
This issue has gotten attention across the country because the NRA responded to a position paper from the Annals of Internal Medicine about reducing firearm injuries and deaths. The NRA tweeted anti-gun doctors to stay in their lane. And there's been a Twitter hashtag around this issue where medical professionals have been commenting about it. Why did you choose to lend your voice to that conversation?
I think most people took offense to that because, particularly in the medical field, we see the impact of this on a daily basis. We're in the front lines of this. This takes a toll on the caregivers as well. I was saddened by it because it really, we have an opportunity to come together to solve this issue. And every time we start having conversations about gun violence and decreasing the incidence of gun violence, they want to twist it into a gun control debate. And this really isn't about gun control. We aren't anti-gun. We are supportive of the Second Amendment. But we need to address the issue of firearm-related injury and the burden that that's causing our communities. There is a space there for us to have healthy discussions around the issue of gun violence.
What does looking at the issue of gun violence through a medical or public health lens, what does that look like?
It really is centered around research, trying to understand all the issues. This is a complex matter. It's not just one thing that's causing it. It's a multitude of problems that we have theories about, but we really haven't been able to investigate them. In 1996, there was an amendment on an omnibus bill called the Dickey Amendment that really prevented the Center for Disease Control in studying anything that had to do with gun control. And because of that, we really weren't able to study gun violence issues either. This is becoming an epidemic in our community. And anytime there's an epidemic, you need public health approaches. And public health approaches require research to really come up with solutions, test theories, test hypotheses, and then really inform our discussions about how to curb the incidence of gun violence.
Are there specific policies that you think are worth pursuing or have shown promise with what we know?
Some states have red flag laws. So if there is somebody that either the family or the community knows may be a harm to themselves or to others, there is a mechanism to remove firearms from that individual. Those types of legislation have gotten bipartisan support in other states, and they have been shown to be helpful in preventing particularly suicide-related gun deaths. Universal background checks are another opportunity. The other area we're focused on is really trying to remove the Dickey Amendment restrictions on publicly funded research and really come up with some of those solutions that go beyond just restricting access to guns.
Since you've been speaking out on this issue, what reaction have you heard?
A lot of negative reaction, but a lot of positive reaction, too. And I think most of the negative reaction is understandable because people are very passionate about their right to bear arms, and I understand that. But I think we're missing an opportunity. Deep down, we're all anti-gun violence. I don't think anybody wishes harm upon somebody else. And if we can find that common ground, again, come up with some theories, possible solutions, test those solutions, research the issue, we can really begin to find some meaningful solutions to the issue.
Dr. Jeff Kirby is a surgeon and head of the trauma service at UAB Hospital.